Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is Tammy Miller and Chautauqua Beard. We are live on air, Butterfly Evolution. Want to again thank everyone for returning to listen in to the show. Thanks again, and we will just move forward, and we're looking for an awesome show tonight and hoping that we're going to just conquer some fears and be able to start fresh tomorrow. Before we get started, I want to just do a little housekeeping, mention a little housekeeping things. One, again, for those of you who are listening online, we want you to remember that our chat line is open. What that means is if you have a comment, you can send us a comment online by submitting it through our chat line. So we do have the chat line open. If you have a comment, have a question, feel free to send us, and we'll be able to post your question or comment by way of chat. Second thing is, for those of you who are listening by phone, we want to make sure that you either select the number 1 or the number 2. It should prompt you properly or correctly, telling you if you want to talk to the host, if you have a question or a comment. I believe the number is number 1 that you will select. If you just want to listen to the show, select number 2, but please do select either 1 or 2 according to what you'd like to do tonight. But please do make that selection so that we don't put you on air and you don't want to be out here to make a comment. Okay, the second thing is we want to remind you all that if you have not registered to be a follower of the Blog Talk Radio Butterfly Evolution Show, would you please, please do that? That helps us in kind of keeping you connected as to what's going on. When we make updates or changes to the shows, you will be instantly notified by way of Facebook or your email address, whichever one you prefer. Going forward, we want to remind you or share some things that with you that we have coming. We have live Skype coming for our next show. So for those of you who have Skype, you will be able to see us, and we'll hopefully be able to see you as well. But we will have that coming soon, and we'll share more information about that. Also, we are finalizing our webpage, which is going to just bring you so much information, a bundle of information, as Tika and I are stepping out with this faith and this vision we have for the Butterfly Evolution. We're just preparing to take it to a different level. In doing that, we had the opportunity last weekend, and I want to give a special thanks to Ms. Edwards, Ms. Earlene Edwards, who opened up her house last Friday so that we could meet with a group of young girls. We had an awesome time, learned so much from those young ladies that we want to share with you tonight, and we will do that. But before doing that, we want to get into the topic of what we are here tonight for, which is fear. So Tika and I are going to touch on different areas of fear tonight, and we ask that you be patient with us because we're going to share with you what we think to be our biggest fear. And for me, I don't really know if I've ever shared it with anyone to the depth that I'm going to share it tonight. I think people see me as this fearless person who just will take on the world, and I never really knew why. And so I'm going to reveal that tonight, and hopefully you all will help Tika and I get through what we have held on for so long as fears in our life. Before we get started, again, I just want to kind of touch base on the meeting that we had with the young girls last Friday, and I want to share some things with you as parents, as aunts, as uncles, fathers, mothers, and all. Talk to your children, not to them, talk with them. You know, find out what's going on in their lives without judgment, because there are people, too, that have something to say, and so we really need to get them to talking to us now so they don't grow up with the fear that I have grown up with. Not saying that no one really talked to me, but I think I didn't get to really share the things that were really hurting and those deep down things that caused the fear to linger on for so long. So when things happen in the children's lives, you know, talk to them, allow them to voice their opinion, allow them to share when they're hurting and when they have pain and this you know, just kind of confused about things that are going on around them and particularly in their lives, things that will affect them. So that's one of the things I wanted to share with you. And I know for me, just I do like to give live stories. You guys know that. For me, what has worked with Brandon and I is, and for those of you who don't know, I have one son who's now 22. I had to ask that. And I got to a point where I told him that you can always call me and just say, I need Tammy. I don't need Mama. I need to talk to Tammy. And I will have to turn into Tammy. I'd have to act as if this is someone or someone's child who's calling me for advice, not saying that I wouldn't have to go back later and say, okay, we had this situation. Tammy talked to you, but now Mom needs to talk to you. So I just say that you know, talk to our children. You know, our show is about a lot of things, and dying to live is one of them, and we do that so that we can live to die. So those are the things I wanted to get out tonight. And I want to bring you to 2 Timothy, where it talks about having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. And the reason I'm bringing that to you tonight, because I think God is telling us that we have that same power that he has, which means we should be fearless. And I know in looking over this topic this past few days, it has made me deal with some things and showed me that, you know, I have not been living this fearless life by faith. You know, I've not been walking in faith because of my fear. And I thought it just tailored down to one thing. But in searching over this past week, particularly the past 2 days, it really, really just hit me how much I've bought my fear into my adult life. So with that being said, you guys be patient with me because Saturday and Sunday, more so yesterday, you know, just having to deal with it really put me in an emotional state. So just be patient with me, but I think we're just going to get through it just fine. So one of the things, and we're going to bring some people online too because we want you guys to share hopefully your stories about what has held you back. After the show last week, and I don't know how many of you are on listening that had a chance to listen last week, but we talked about emotions. And soon after, as every show, it seems we end up talking to people after the show that, you know, not necessarily those people who have called in, but I ended up talking to a young lady, who started to tell me about her fear of being successful. And as I listened to her explain that, I kind of left her as far as the conversation, and I started to think about my own fear, because her fear to me, the fear of becoming successful, it just did not make sense to me. I thought, wow, that just doesn't make sense. But also, it made me think about my fear and how if I was sharing it, it would not make sense, because at that time, it didn't make sense to me. So instantly, I thought, this has to be the next topic for the show, fear, and how it just cripples us and keeps us stagnant and in bondage. So with that being said, I started, you know, I called Tika and said, what do you think about fear? And she said, yeah, sure, let's do it. But that meant we had to search our own lives in order for us to come here and want you to open up to us and really take something from the show. I think we as hosts need to be able to do the same so that we can meet here every Monday. And as I like to say, we can die to live so we can live to die. So with that being said, I'm going to just move forward with sharing with you. And it's going to go, I have to go back a little bit. So I just want to share this story with you guys. And then Tika is going to come on and talk more in depth about fear, what it does to us and things like that. I want to first say that, as a young girl, and we talked on the first show, we talked about our grandmothers. So we're kind of coming back here tonight because my fear started with losing my grandmother. I can remember before losing my grandmother, life just kind of seemed normal. Even though she was sick for quite a while, I always thought that she would always be there, even though she was very sick. And I know that now, and I probably knew that then, but in my time, in my life, being a child, I thought she's just going to always be here. So in my eyes as a young girl, I remember in my eyes, I thought the doctors made my grandmother sick because in my eyes she was well one day and then the next it seems like she wasn't to me. So she went from being around to being in the hospital, and we had to go quite a while. The children had to go quite a while without seeing her because at that time, you know, they didn't let children in the hospital and she had cancer. So eventually they allowed my grandmother for us to see her, but we had to stand outside the hospital, and I believe she was on the second floor, I believe, but they brought her over to the window and allowed her to look down and just kind of wave at us. And I remember that day so vividly, particularly yesterday morning, as I was, you know, working through the process of my fear. So again, I remember that date, and then I started to go back to the date that she died when my aunt, who came to notify me, and I was fifth grade, and I remember my teacher, Mrs. Wright, saying that, you know, you have to go, someone's here to check you out. And I remember thinking, my grandmother is gone. I just instantly knew. So the walk around, I was attending West Gordon Elementary School at the time in Georgia, and you have to walk around this kind of long walk to get to the office around the building, so to speak. And I remember just dreading to see whoever it was to pick me up, but it ended up being one of my aunts who passed away back in 2006. So, and to bring all this to show you how fear does and it captivates us, somehow when she passed away, I remember thinking back to she's the one that told me that my grandmother passed. And that sounds so crazy, but how could I be at this age thinking when she died that, you know, this is who came to tell me that my grandmother was gone. So again, fear, just what I get from that is fear will captivate you if you don't deal with it. So moving forward, what losing my grandmother did to me, initially I thought was it just made me dislike doctors and made me not go to the doctor like I should to get all your things we should get as women. You know, I would go when I feel like I would have to go. I would wait as long as I could, and I still do that now. And I realize that that's something that's just crazy, that's playing with death, so to speak. But in my mind, and Tika and I talked about this when we searched the fear, she said that it's an unforeseen kind of, it's something that's not real, so to speak. And
false.
Yeah, uh-huh. She mentioned that it's the false acronym, F-E-A-R, is
false appearance.
False evidence appearing real. And when she said that, I thought, it's not false to me. And so I was explaining to her that, you know, that may be the definition, but it's not false to the person who is dealing with that fear and has dealt with that fear for so long, it's so real to them. So me being the encourager to everyone else, go do this, go do that, as far as, you know, if someone else got sick, I said, go to the doctor. Why didn't you go to the doctor? But when it came to my own life, I would do every home remedy there was or is to keep from going to the doctor because I always associated with them with killing my grandmother, that they were the reason that my grandmother passed away.
Okay. Tammy's a little emotional right now. One of the things that I really kind of don't know what is happening here, but one of the things that fear does, of course, we've talked about how fear will paralyze us. Fear, give me a moment to pull my notes together. It creates a bondage. It alters our life, it alters our circumstances, it changes every dynamic of our life because we have placed and given so much power over to something that is an illusion. And it's not an illusion to, if you were to tell me your fear, it wouldn't be paralyzing to me, but it's paralyzing to you. And vice versa, if I tell you mine, it paralyzes me, but it doesn't paralyze you. And the reason of that is because no one can depreciate your own fault. No one can appreciate what you're going through and what has brought you to this point in your life. But when you, when a person has a fear of something, it is a learn. It is a learned behavior. Fears are learned. I can go back on.
Okay, guys, I'm back. I apologize, but I ask you to just kind of be patient with me because, again, this is something that's very difficult for me to deal with, but I'm so thankful for the show because it is allowing me to deal with it. I'm going to make an appointment and go get everything that I'm supposed to have, from mammogram to whatever it is. I'm going to do that, and I'm going to go with faith, and I do realize, you know, that God had nothing, I shouldn't say nothing to do with that, but nothing to do with the fear that set up inside of me. And I should have talked about it to someone long before now, but that's something that I've lived. The losing my grandmother was something that has lived with me daily. And I've always felt like, you know, the course of my life totally changed from the way that I lived as a teenager, from the way that I lived as an adult. And I think having, you know, people say different things about becoming an unwed mother, but I still think that Brandon was my sane part, the sane part of me, because it made me get myself together or want to get myself together because I felt truly responsible for, you know, another life, another person. So, you know, even in doing what we're doing now, you know, I have to think of that being a responsible parent and friend and daughter and all of that is taking care of yourself through faith, you know, going to do all those things that we should do, such as going to the doctor. So, if nothing else, this show has made me do that, and that's something that I'm going to do consistently going forward, yearly, or whatever we're supposed to do. So, because I've not did it, I don't know. But I asked someone to listen in tonight, my aunt, because my aunt Iola, because I've never really talked to her about this either, and it's you know, her mom and was my grandmother, my dad's sister, and, you know, I can only imagine how she felt losing a person like my grandmother. I mean, I've always told people that if God rewrote the Bible, my grandmother's would be in that Bible. And to make matters worse, and I'm not going to go too much longer with this story because we want to hear your stories as well, but to make matters worse, I've always kind of felt like I was going to lose my other grandmother, you know, like, wow. And there's something special about grandmothers. They just, like, you get double love from them. And so, again, that's where I am. I'll come back on. Tika's going to, you want to take calls first or you want to go on and explain first?
I need to explain.
She's going to explain some more, and then I have a little bit more to share, but I want to get the callers in first, and then I can come back to the things. I have some scriptures that I want to share with you about overcoming and what God says about fear. So I'm going to let Tika have it, and then we're going to take some of the callers. We have several out there, okay? Thank you. I'd just like to, again, thank you. Thank you all for tuning in. I'd like to make notes so we can have a clear view of what fear is. A lot of people don't realize that fear will literally bound you. It handicaps you. You will be spiritually whipped and physically whipped through forms of fear. And most people don't know that it's such a subtle and deeply seated emotion that one can go through a whole entire life burdened with it without ever recognizing its presence and always thinking that it's something else, not realizing that it's an underlying fear. And we all are aware of what a fear is. It, in a verb form, it's to be afraid of something or someone, likely to be dangerous, painful, or threatening. And the noun form is an unpleasant emotion caused by a belief that someone or something is dangerous and likely to cause pain or threat. And I'm just going to try to be brief as possible, but it's hard to move on without knowing. You need to know where this fear comes from because fear is the enemy. And before you can master any enemy, you must know its name,
You must know its habits, and you must know where it abides. And without knowing all of these things, it is hard to tackle something like this. It is just, it is something that can be just that powerful and that paralyzing, because we tend to forget who we are and whose we are. But once all of this takes hold of us, those are things that we tend to forget, as simple as that is. The reason we fear is because fear is a learned, it is a learned behavior. It's learned through the capacity. It is learned through family. It is learned through experiences of trauma, and it's learned through the fear of others as well. Fear affects us in ways of being conditioned by fear. We're conditioned by fear conditioning. Fear conditioning is when we are taught to fear a certain thing just based on what our parents feared, based on what our peers fear, based on what society fears. We're taught to fear those things too. And they won't affect us unless we believe that they will. But since this has been put into us, we tend to take it and run with it as well. I'll just give you like a gentle example. If you fear that someone will break into your house and rob you, you can have that fear for 75 years and tell yourself this is going to happen. And on that 75th year, it finally happens. What we fail to realize is that we had a dominant compounding thought of this very thing happening. And by us having this, we make it manifest. We fail to realize that this is something we make manifest over time, but it manifests. But if you have this fear for 75 years and on the 75th year it happens, you will sit and tell yourself and everybody else, see, I told you it would happen, without realizing that you have robbed yourself of 75 years of the fullness of joy. You cannot have a fullness of joy if you've had a fear of this thing happening for this amount of time. This is where it begins to paralyze you like any other, like, you know, with this being this strong of an emotion. That's why I say it is an illusion, because it's not something that has, we do have fears based on things that do happen to us, but it is when it is conditioned to fear a certain thing. If we are robbed, that'll be something that we'll wind up having a fear too, basically through post-traumatic stress syndrome. But this is something that you can learn to realize that just because this has happened this time doesn't mean that this is going to be a constant thing that happens to you for the rest of your life. Their fear-induced diseases and stress is a result of fear. There are several things. I'm not going to list all 10, but alcoholism, asthma, fatigue, hypertension, insomnia, psychoneurosis, and psychoneurosis being a functional disorder, which feelings of anxiety, obsessional thoughts, compulsive acts, and physical complaints without objective evidence of disease and various degrees and patterns that dominate the personality. And the second definition of that is a relatively mild personality disorder typified by excessive anxiety or indecision and a degree of social or interpersonal maladjustment. Any form of indecision, you know, is not peace. You know, does not come from God. And you know is derived, this is always letting you know, anytime you have indecision, that is derived from fear. I also want to make another note of letting you know where fear comes from, and then we'll take our callers. But I have to stress this and get this point across where fear comes from. We truly don't know and cannot fathom how powerful our minds are, and we don't realize how we're composed of energy. Everything in the universe is energy. Energy exists everywhere. When in motion, it creates an energy field, allowing energy to be absorbed. So like all objects, the body radiates and absorbs and conducts energy through frequency waves, where each person through our senses, seeing, hearing, tasting, smelling, and touching work through energies at a specific frequency that bands along with the electromagnetic spectrum. So the reason I told you this definition is because we manifest our fears because of compounded, intensive, direct, focused thought. Our fears manifest through us because of the fears that we have. They travel through ether, and ether is the clear sky, the upper regions of the air beyond the clouds, the space, the heaven. Through a book by Napoleon Hill, he stated, and I'd like to also let you know this, that ether is what I just mentioned to you, that it's the space and the heaven. Well, the universe that surrounds the earth is energy, and ether is a form of universal power. The earth floats by ether. The same ether carries thought by which we move and have our being. This is the form of energy moving at an inconceivably high rate of vibration, and this ether is filled with universal power, which adapts itself to the nature of our thoughts we hold in our minds and influences us in such natural ways to transmute our thoughts into their physical equivalent. This universal power makes no attempt to discriminate between destructive thoughts and constructive thoughts that it will urge us to translate into physical reality through thoughts of poverty just as quickly as it will influences upon the riches, upon becoming rich as well. Our brains become magnetized by these dominating thoughts, and it holds in our minds, and it by means of which no man is familiar with these magnets, but these forces, these magnets attract the forces, the people, the circumstances of our life, which harmonize with our dominating thoughts, yielding what you fear manifest. This is where I bring to 2 Timothy 1 and 7. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And the only way to eradicate fear is to fear nothing. You fear nothing, no one, no outcome, no circumstance, no person, because God didn't give us this spirit. And so I'm going to turn it over to the callers because it's so much more I want to talk about. This may be a two-part show. I do believe this will be this is a show to be continued, but I'm going to turn it over to the callers and just elaborate a little bit more on this on another show.
Okay.
And okay. We'll go from here, Tim.
I think it's a great idea because there's a lot of things. It's interesting that Tika used the breaking in scenario because we didn't get to share our information tonight, but when someone is breaking in your house. So I had that same analogy, but in a different way, bringing Mark into it from the Bible. And so I really want to share that, but we may have to do it on a second show. Okay, we're going to bring some callers in. I see that we have a caller, Ms. North. Do you have Tisha on the phone?
Yes. This is
Hi, Tisha. How are you?
I'm doing
Hi,
great.
How are
you?
You
doing? I'm doing great. How are you doing? Can you hear me?
Do you have? Yes. Can you turn
Hello?
Your turn your volume down just.
Yes, we've turned it down. Hello, Tammy. How are you doing today? What's tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
You're gonna share your fear with us?
Yes, I am. Well, I wanted to share my fear. I have a fear of success. My fear comes from when I was a child. I have an aunt that was in a serious car accident, and she was in a coma for quite a while period of time. And when she came out of the coma, my aunt was partially paralyzed. So from the time that I've known her, I do not remember her walking. From the time that I've known her, she's always been in a wheelchair. And she was successful in my eyes. She was the only one of my grandmother's children to have graduated from college. She got her teaching degree, and she taught special education students. So as I grew up, I realized that I had a fear of success. I always feared that if I succeeded, that something bad would happen to me. So what happened to me recently, I did have an accident here in my home where I dislocated my knee. And I it was really, really bad. And the type of injury I had, the doctors, they told my husband that I could lose my leg. They told him I had nerve damage. I mean, it was just really bad for me to have failed in the house. And so the odd thing about it is for the past couple of months, I've been really having a fear of just being outside, driving in the car with somebody, just thinking something bad is going to happen to me. I mean, it's just like been coming full circle. And my husband told me, he was like, it's because you kept thinking that was going to happen to you. He said, you really manifested it to happen to yourself because you always thought about it. And even though in my mind, I guess I thought I wasn't successful, but after the accident happened, I thought in the back of my mind, well, maybe I am successful then, since this happened to me. But the big fear was just having a fear of as smart as I was. I was a National Honor Society student, graduated number six in my class, and things that I could have done, could have kept going in life, going to school and study going, you know, I just didn't do it. I would get to a certain point and just stop because that fear of success was always sitting in the back of my mind. If I get to a certain point of success in my life, something's bad, you know, something bad is going to happen to me. So that's my big fear. That was my big fear. Since the accident has happened, that, you know, it's no longer there because now I realize it doesn't matter.
Right.
It doesn't matter where you are in life.
Exactly, mm-hmm. And we can certainly relate. I know in talking with someone some weeks prior to having this association with every time something good happens, bad will follow because mm-hmm. whenever they were happy, they felt like something always bad would happen. So, you know, they just kind of didn't want to ever be happy because it seems like they know that their joy would be taken away, you know, almost mm-hmm. instantly. And so that Tika talked yeah. about it, having it manifest in your life. I think that we just ponder on it so much sometimes. And there are all different types of fears here, as you can see. So we're going to thank you, Tisha, for sharing. And we want you to go back to school. If I got to go to the doctor, you got to go back to school.
Right. Okay. Tisha. Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. Thank you. Going to take some more callers, Tisha. Okay, thank you.
For everyone, just know that this is a daily walk. It did not take you one day to create this fear, and it will not take you one day for it to go away. But it won't take the amount of time that this fear has taken to grow. It will not take this long for you to realize a higher power, give it to a higher power, and get out of your own way in order to have peace in these areas where these fears have grown over the years.
Okay, we have a caller from the 206 area code, and I'm not real sure who we have online here, but we have a caller from the 206 area code. Caller?
The last numbers, the last four numbers, 1112.
Okay. You may not want to come online. Caller, are you with us? Okay, we're going to keep moving. Okay, we now have a caller. We're just going to go with the last four digits. We have a caller from the 901 area code with the last digits of 1444.
Hi. Are you there?
Hi.
I'm here.
Hi, Tim.
I am.
It's Tarsha Friend.
Hi, how
are you?
I'm good.
Hi,
how are
Tika.
You? First-time caller. I think first-time listener.
I am. I'm excited. I enjoy listening to you guys. Well, my fear has been going back to school to get my master's. I have been out of school for over 10 years, and I have forgotten how to write papers. And I remember, okay, I might get a little emotional. I lost my mother in 2006, and the day before she passed, she told me I was destined for greatness. And I've always wanted to go back to get my master's because I keep hearing her tell me that. And I have allowed myself to just do nothing because I have totally forgotten how to write papers. I know nothing about APA style, and I would really like to go back to school. Well, I enrolled in school 2 weeks ago to get my master's, but I still have the fear when it's time for me to write a paper, and I don't know which way to go. You know, should I just ask somebody to help me, tutor me? But that's a fear that I have is writing papers because I have totally forgotten how to do it.
Well, Tarsha, thank you for calling in. I so wish we would have logged in an hour for this show. And Tarsha is such a blessing that she's in here tonight because her mom, she talked about losing her mom, but her mom really was my spiritual mother. And, boy, did I go through it when she passed. And I can't imagine what Tarsha went through because her mom was so very awesome. She was a godly lady, and she just was there for everybody. So, Tarsha, thank you. And if you do it for no other reason, you do it for your mom. We have to find something to hold on to, I think. You know, as I sit here, there's no way my grandmother wouldn't want me to
be going to the doctor for my checkup. And so if nothing else, we have to do it for the ones that we love and loved and so forth. So we can work with you on that. I do pretty well with writing papers and know other people that do so. You have a connection here. So I will be in touch with you. So thank you for sharing. And you just remember the good things, because you have a lot to hold on to, because your mom was a phenomenal woman. And I have no doubt that she is where God is. So
yes.
You hold on to that, okay?
Thank you, Dolly.
You just remember. Okay, Tarsha.
Yes. Tarsha, you just remember that you can. You remember that you can speak to this fear. This fear has no power over you. It really doesn't. Don't allow it to have power over you. You can speak the positive things into your life. Your mother has already told you that she sees greatness in you, and so greatness is in you. And this fear of writing the papers, I know that this is a fear to you, but there are ways around it. And with you letting and sharing that, number one, you've exposed it, and you, you know, allowed yourself to be transparent on where this fear is. And so you're going to have help. God is going to provide the help to you and through others on this fear for you. And this fear, I mean, this creates a domino effect. So if there's another fear that you have, we'll be able to get through the next one and the next one and the next one.
Okay.
The key to it is that you've made a start, because you've got online. We don't know how many people we have listening. We don't know until after the show. But we have several callers, and you've announced it. You've set it free. So once it's out there, the next thing is dealing with it. The hard part is telling people, and we need to have those kingdom eyes and kingdom ears, like Miss Peggy always tells me. You know, we need to listen from the heart, listen to people, and we need to be in prayer with people and not judge people and for whatever they're going through. So, Tarsha, thank you for sharing, and I'm sure you and I will connect later, but thank you for sharing. God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, we have a caller from Texas.
We have a caller from Texas.
Nick. Let's turn your radio down, please.
Stand up.
Oh, I think we lost the caller.
We lost her. Okay. We're going to keep going. I'm sorry. I think we've lost her.
Okay, we have a caller. We have Miss Earlene online with us.
Yeah. Hi, Tammy.
How are you?
And Tika, I would like to, I've got, I guess, plenty of fears. I guess my biggest fear is always, I guess, the death of loved ones. I mean, not so much a fear of my death, but the death of loved ones. And I wrestled with that for a long time. I guess I continue to, just not quite as much as I did years ago. But I'd like to kind of piggyback real quickly on what Tika, what 2 Timothy 1:7 that I think Tammy you mentioned and Tika mentioned too, that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. And I like to say for a long, long time, and this is one of the things that helped me a lot, and still continuing to deal with fear. Fear is a spirit, and I just didn't realize that for a long time. It is a spirit, and it is a spiritual power, and it's a force. And if it is there, we can't meekly sit back and say, well, gosh, I fear this and I fear that, because we do, but we have to take authority over it. And for a long time, I mean, that is, if you speak authority over spiritual forces, and you have to be delivered from it. It is a deliverance factor. It really is. And it is oppressive. And one more thing about as far as is the fear part, the only time I think that we'll get rid of that fear and deal with it in the right ways, they have a greater fear of God. And when we have that greater fear of him, not in the way of fearing him to be afraid of him, but it is believing and trusting, and in a way that is just so reverential that trust is in awe of the holy God in whom we can commune personally and through Jesus Christ. You've got to have that greater fear. Fear of God is love of God, and that transforms all other fears. That's helped me more than anything I know. I have, whatever that fear is, I have a greater fear of God in the way that I believe him and I trust him. And I've learned quite a bit in just listening to you guys, and I just think it's wonderful. I won't overlie. And I'll talk to you again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We have one more caller I see that I think wants to get on the air. And this is from the Memphis, from the 901 area code with the last four digits of 062. Please turn your radio or your hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hey, how you doing?
You're on the air live. We have about 2 minutes to spare.
Okay, I love the subject. The subject is fear of death. I mean, of fear, and my fear is the fear of death. Well, it was my fear, and the last call I feel summed it all up. The fear, fear is nothing but a spirit. And
you said the fear
worry about,
is your
the fear of death was actually my fear. The fear of death, just living life and not existing anymore, of meeting people and loving people and losing a loved one, and losing yourself, your memory, your whole existence, your life after you've been on earth, and that was my fear. The fear of death was my fear. But I think that the caller before me summed it all up, that the fear of death is a spirit. And when you conquer that spirit, you conquer fear. And I would like to say that you can't worry about what has not happened, and that life and death are just like a coin, and it has two sides to it. And you have to prepare yourself for both sides. And that so a man lives is also so a man dies. And that once I realized that that my spirit will carry on even after my flesh leaves, the fear of death no longer existed with me. And that was my fear. And I had a lot to say, but the caller before me, in my opinion, has summed it all up. And like I said, that fear is a spirit. And that once you conquer that evil spirit of fear and anxiety, you will no longer fear anything, because you know that in Lord all things are possible. And that's all I have to say. And thank you, and I love the radio show, and I love your topics. I think they're great topics, and I tell my friends all the time to tune in, because you have real topics. You have spiritual topics.
Okay.
And I think thank
you. We have like 2 minutes, and we don't want to run off the air without kind of just summing things up.
Okay.
So thank you for calling
thank you,
in
y'all
again.
Y'all keep up the good work, and I will listen to y'all every Monday.
Okay, thank you.
God bless.
Okay, I think we've taken all the callers that wanted to get through
tonight.
Okay, yeah, looks like we have. So we're just going to sum it up. Tika, do you want to sum it up?
Yeah, actually, I would like for all the callers to just realize that whatever form of fear may take you, it has no meaning and absolutely no power. So refuse to allow it to sidetrack into detours of your life, into the illusions and the lies. Just refuse to allow it to sidetrack you. Don't forget that your will has power over all fantasies and dreams, and trust it to see you through and carry you beyond them all. Don't let your understanding obscure you any longer from the truth. John 14:6 says, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And with that being said, Give your power to your creator, and do not trust and give power to your fear.
And I just want to say again, by acknowledging it, getting it out, talk to someone. Let's not hold things in. Let's, as Christians, just become free, fearless, powerful. Let's not deny. Let's not have a form of godliness and deny his power. Let's stand up with faith. We've not talked a lot about faith tonight, but faith and fear are not coincidences. So with that being said, let's be fearless. We want to let you know that we're not going to be on air on July 4th. So we didn't get to say that, but we will not be. But we will send out posts for July 11th. Okay, thank you all for listening, and I think we're about to go off air. So thank you, be blessed, and be fearless. Thank you. second. Yeah, 20 more seconds. 10 seconds. We should end up having a question. We just let the last 20 seconds run out, and when we have 20 seconds left, we can say a scripture. We can leave people with something. We don't need to, like, sit here and be quiet for the last 20 seconds.
We usually don't. It's just all, it's just got a lot of
coffee. We usually don't.